Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 13 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Living in God's approval. God has approved us. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 NKJV. Living in the approval of God is so liberating. It frees you from approval addiction-worrying about other people's thoughts. When you are addicted, no matter how much of your drug of choice you get, it's never enough, and like all addicts, you go crazy when your drug is withheld. Approval addicts are always at the mercy of other people's opinions. As a result, their lives become an emotional roller coaster of highs and lows. Paul was free to speak the truth in love, to confront people or be gentle with them. When someone told Paul they didn't like him, he didn't lose sleep. That's because his life wasn't built upon their approval. Paul didn't need to. 1. Compare himself with others. 2. Demonstrate his superiority. 3. Impress or compete with others. 4. Be the top dog or the one who's always in charge. God's approval set him free from such ulcer-inducing anxiety and meant he could enjoy the life God called him to live. When we're young and insecure, we tend to worry about what others think of us, but as we become more mature, we realize that most of the time, they aren't thinking about us at all. They were too busy worrying about what we thought of them. Living with God's approval frees us from all that stress. It gives us the strength to deal with criticism and conflict because we know our identity. And our identity is this: we are God's redeemed children. And since we are accepted and approved by Him, what else matters? Prayer point. It's so tempting to compare myself to others and to strive for their approval. Lord, please help me to see myself as you see me and to realize that I'm already living in your authorization. Thank you that you're the answer to every one of my problems. Help me to remember to turn to you whenever I feel alone or empty. In Jesus' name, amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.